Happy Boxing Day. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. I recorded this on Tuesday before heading to the dentist and then, Christmas and stuff. So hopefully the dentist went fine and we all had a great Christmas. But it's December 26th. Back to the grind from ysnews.com, which is where you get your news about Yellow Springs. They tell us Dave Chappelle is going to buy a former fire station in Yellow Springs and turn it into a comedy club. The Yellow Springs Development Corporation, the YSDC, disclosed the buyer of the fire station this week after originally approving the purchase in September. Chappelle's company, Iron Table Holdings, will renovate the longtime fire station at 225 Corey Street into a comedy club featuring both a performance space and a restaurant. The venue's capacity is estimated at 140 people. Patios are slated for the property along Corey Street and the Little Miami Scenic Trail. According to the YSDC, and this is interesting, Chappelle's plans call for a brick-and-mortar version of the socially distanced outdoor shows that the comedian organized this summer. The YSDC says Chappelle's proposal rose to the top primarily because of the potential economic impact. His plans rank the highest in 5 of 7 categories. Category 1, profits, wages, taxes. Category 2, environmental impact. Number 3, local impact. Number 4, diversity. Number 5, COVID-19 considerations, and I messed up what the other two were. Who cares? Let's move forward. The YSDC's board president said, "We believe it's the best and highest use of the fire station space as an entertainment venue that does not directly compete with local businesses, and it helps draw additional commercial activity into the Central Business District." Meanwhile, from the Idaho Statesman, Joe Rogan's Perfect California Comedy Club is to open a second location in Idaho. What? The American Comedy Club, which is based in downtown San Diego, San Diego, California, the American Comedy Club, they're going to open a second location, this one in Idaho. And the writer of the article in the Idaho Statesman says, "Are they expanding to the capital city, which lost its dedicated downtown comedy club this year? Nope. This California comedy purveyor will invade downtown Caldwell, no joke. I am not hip to Idaho geography, but apparently opening a comedy club in Caldwell might be crazy talk." The American Comedy Club plans to open in the Eagle Building at 815 Arthur Street. If you are familiar with the geography, stop by, tell them I said hi. That's next to Indian Creek Plaza. Oh, okay, now I know where it is. On the Facebook page, the club says it is super spreading to Idaho in spring 2021. Dude, that's not funny. Don't do that. No. Tickets will go on sale soon for, guess who they're opening with? You will not guess, I will tell you, Jeremy Piven and Harlan Williams. Will Caldwell's Comedy Club have a restaurant and full bar like the one in San Diego? The newspaper writer said, "That I don't know. They did not respond to a follow-up request for a phone interview. What we do know is the American Comedy Club has at least one big-time fan, Joe Rogan, who described the San Diego Club as bleeping perfect. We also know the American Comedy Club won't be crazy tiny, at least 4,795 square feet of space." Now, I'm from Queens, New York City, so I have no idea what that means. Sounds big. The San Diego Club is a cozy 200-seat venue with an old-fashioned speakeasy feel to it. Their website says A-list comic stars such as Drew Carey, Christopher Titus, and Charlie Murphy have graced the stage at the American Comedy Club. Although the San Diego American Comedy Club hosts top comedians, it also welcomes open mic comedic performers and up-and-coming comedians as well. Jeremy Averman, he owns the Liquid in Boise. I guess that's a bar or a club, but he said when his bar hosted comedians, a significant number of customers came from Canyon County. And he said, "Downtown Caldwell businesses are faring better during the pandemic than most in downtown Boise." He said, "They're open and killing it over there. And Indian Creek Plaza specifically, every time I go there, that place is just packed, like wall to wall with people." I mentioned earlier, I recorded this on Tuesday, and I just opened my browser to look at the next article, which we'll get to in a second. But the browser was still open to, from the other day, the Interrobang's Top 10 Stand-Up Comedians of 2020. And I have it scrolled down to the Sarah Cooper part. You know Sarah, she pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. Top comedian of 2020. And Interrobang, you know better. All right, it's Boxing Day. Let's suck up to the Brits. From The Guardian, it's the 10 funniest comedy shows of 2020. All right, you Yanks and me, let's see who we actually know here. They have number 10, Leslie Jones' Time Machine on Netflix. All of a sudden, that's on everybody's list. Nobody really mentioned that special all year, and it's making every list. Maybe only 10 comedy specials came out. Haven't seen it. Okay, whatever. Number 9, Steve Martin and Martin Short at the SSE Hydro in Glasgow. The UK lockdown cut the tour off in its prime, but not before Martin & Martin delighted Glasgow with camaraderie, banjo, and ruthless mutual mockery. Number 8, my Yanks ain't gonna know this one, Nabil Abdul Rashid, 21 Soho, London, the Anglo-Nigerian stand-up, received death threats after his close-to-the-bone race material on Britain's Got Talent. He got nothing but plaudits from the writer of this article when he saw him at the Sunday Antics Club night in London last October. His 40-minute set, edgy, thoughtful, beholden to no one, raised the roof in Soho and brought high expectations for his maiden tour in 2021. I would like to check that out. Number 7, oh my God, and I've told you before, I don't pre-read these lists because I like to react to them, and you're hearing me react right now. Number 7, Sarah Cooper, Everything's Fine on Netflix. Really? From The Guardian. It wasn't a done deal that viral star Sarah Cooper would make the leap from her Donald Trump lip sync videos to a full-length Netflix special, but Everything's Fine proved that Cooper is a keeper. No, it didn't. Did you see this? Did anybody watch this special? That special's horrible. Okay, the first TikTok video was funny, but it's a TikTok video. You're pantomiming to Donald Trump. That's not a career. That's a funny video. Once. Everything's Fine proved that Cooper's a keeper. A spoof daytime news show that warps into a fever dream of 2020 America, the sketch show turns psychic collapse distilled this weird year like nothing else. Read the full review. Should I do that? Let's do it. Click. Guardian gave this 4 stars. How do you turn a handful of lip sync videos on TikTok into a Netflix special? That's the challenge faced by Sarah Cooper, blah, blah, blah. Cooper's gaze isn't confined to politics. This is a droll sketch of a close-up magician struggling to entertain her COVID-safe drive-in audience. That sketch did have potential. I deal in fairness. That had potential, but it didn't land. But the sinister keeps encroaching on the shopping channel run by conspiracy nuts QAnon. You can bid now for a porcelain Ivanka Trump doll with Cooper's panicky face superimposed. If being complicit is wanting to be a force for good and make a positive impact, then I'm complicit. 4 stars they gave this. Ugh. Back to the Guardian's list. Number 6, Kim Noble, Futile Attempts at Surviving Tomorrow. This is a podcast on Spotify. For Kim Noble, his career in blackest pitch comedy and failed performance art has strikingly demonstrated that 2020 is a year of isolation and existential dread. This summer brought his podcast Futile Attempts, each episode detailing a new approach to finding meaning in a meaningless world, part prank, part breakdown. These mind-bending and meta-slices of audio were a must-listen. I will check that out. Number 5, the Pins Zoom sketches are online. See, I like this list. I don't know this stuff. I'm not lying to you and acting like I know everything in the world of comedy. That's why I like reading these things. I help educate you, and I learn myself about new stuff. Let's find out what the pin is. A series of short videos by Sketch Twosome the Pin, brilliant little comedies of Zoom-era manners making hay with our still-uncertain working-from-home, disconnecting in cyberspace world. Number 4, Maria Bamford, Weakness is the Brand on Netflix, Maria doing Maria things. Number 3, Alexi Sale, Epstein Theater in Liverpool. The writer says, this was the last live gig I saw before Lockdown 1.0. I can't imagine a better lasting impression for comedy to leave. Here's how exciting stand-up can be as practiced by one of its originators, at least in its British post-1981 mode. This hometown outing found the 68-year-old in rip-snorting form. Sounds good. Number 2, Aisling B. I only know her from watching Travel Man. She was at the Greenwich Comedy Festival in London, and the writer says, after 6 months without seeing live comedy, the handful of gigs I saw in September felt like a gift from the stand-up gods. Bridget Christie at Brighton's Stand Up Under the Stars was a highlight, but the standout was Aisling B's set at the Greenwich Comedy Festival, combining high-quality routines about COVID, Ireland, and Jesus in an irresistible goofball package. That sounds like a lot of fun. And my apologies, I got all American there. Aisling B. Not Aisling. Aisling. And they have number 1, this from The Guardian. I'm not seeing a byline on it, so it's just by The Guardian. Guardian writer, whoever you are, I appreciate you. Number 1, according to The Guardian, Russell Kane, live at the Rose Theater in Kingston. In 2020, most new comedy shows spent the year in a holding pattern, waiting for a festival or touring circuit in which to launch themselves. I felt the loss of the Edinburgh Fringe keenly and grieve for all the amazing new shows and new talents we didn't get to see. But if well-honed new sets were thin on the ground, we did get to study comedy reacting to its own biggest crisis, the biggest most of us had ever lived through. So the best performance of 2020 has to be one that nailed and made urgently funny what it's like to be alive here and now in pandemic Britain. The weird new behaviors and the ever-changing rules, the precious things we've lost, the malign incompetence of the government. That performance was Russell Cain's for 40 minutes at the top of a Saturday night bill in Southwest London. This most hyperactive of comics hurled himself at the black comedy of COVID as if channeling our collective anxiety to power this fierce, funny, and heartfelt rejection of the world the pandemic has threatened to create. It was a thrilling reminder of what comedy can do, even if that didn't extend to stopping COVID. That sounds like a great show. Russell Cain live at the Rose. I'm going to go look that up. That is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Normal episode tomorrow. See you then.